To start off, this announcement was released. Talk a little bit about initial reaction and some of the things that you're seeing.
I think the initial reaction is very positive, especially in our industry with beef and pork, and especially pork. A lot of these illegal tariffs that have gone up have had a big impact on us in some of our key markets, especially like Mexico and China and those. So seeing that there is going to be some support for the producers out there is very good news. So we're interested to see how this will play out and kind of the details of all the programs. But at least on first glance here, it seems very positive, get some support for them. And hopefully this will lead to improved trade access into these different markets. And I think that's really what we want, is just to have a fair shake in all these markets and be able to compete there competitively with the same types of barriers or the same access as all our other competitors do.
Why is something like this so important? What kind of losses have producers seen?
Well, again, you know, definitely on the pork side, you've seen hog prices really declining. You're getting, below break-even levels, and so that definitely has a significant impact for those producers. You can't sustain that very long. And right now, we're have been in an expansion phase. So you're looking at record proteins as far as beef, pork, poultry here in the United States. So this coming at a time when you would have more competition, this as far as the duties and the worse access in the different markets is very detrimental to the industry. So this does come at a time to make sure that the producers can stay viable over this time period.
Pork producers' payments would be about $8 per hog. What would that do for them?
Obviously, again, when you're looking at relatively thin margins and losses, that $8 can put you back over to a more profitable side. So again, the producers at this point need to maintain their ability to stay productive in the global environment. And if we're being hit with duties that cause us to be at a disadvantage and lose money and not have access to these markets and move product where we should be able to, that does put does increase the supply here, lower prices, so this will help compensate for those the access issues that we're facing, and again keep them at least above water and able to remain competitive then as we go forward and hopefully get all these different trade deals.
Moving forward, kind of what would you like to see happen with these trade negotiations, and I guess what do you hope happens?
Obviously, just getting fair access into all of these markets is probably the biggest thing that we're really looking for. We think that we've got excellent products. We can compete on price with any of our competitors out there, and definitely on the quality side. And so if we have that ability to get in on a level playing field with everyone else, we think that we can be very, very successful globally, and we have been successful, and really want to continue that momentum and ensure that we're bringing value back to the producers, because really the international markets are key as far as bringing margin, moving products that aren't really high demand items here, but moving those into international markets where they do pay premiums for them. So it really is critical for the industry to be able to have full access to those.
Anything we didn't touch base on you want to make sure is mentioned?
No, I guess just, one thing that we're very interested in is the ag trade program that they came out with. So that's one I think that will allow us to go into the international markets where we have an advantage or where we don't, but to be able to really extol the attributes of our products and work with the buyers and the distribution systems in those countries and move more of our product there. So this, I think, will be very complementary to the MAP, or Market Access Promotion Program, that we work with, and the Foreign Market Development Programs. And I think we'll have a lot of dividends as far as being able to be aggressive in a lot of these markets. So I'm excited about this program as well.